Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, for another program about Fatima. We have been speaking about Fatima for a while, and not just about Fatima, but anything that has to do with Fatima. That means all the visitations of our Blessed Mother. All these visitations are important, and they have always things in common and things that are not common, but mostly though there are lots of things in common since the first visitation of Mary. And there's where I tied up all the visitations of Mary. I tied them as the visitation that Mary did to her cousin Elizabeth. So we have that visitation. It's somehow the paradigm, the role model for all visitations. And when I mean these things that all visitations of Mary have in common, they have in common all of them. When we see that there is a reason, there is an objective to all these visitations. And this objective, this reason, is tied up with a particular time in history, a particular time and a particular place in history. We are spatio-temporal beings. We occupy a space during a period of time. And so, there are problematic times and there are problematic places. And sometimes our Blessed Mother visits the earth that has been becoming the kingdom of God, to remind us of the gospel, to redirect us to her son, and the gospel, to redirect the church. These apparitions, apparitions are very important. We believe that they are very important because even if we have seen our great God doing so many marvels, very soon we forget them. Look at the history of Israel. They have seen the great things that God has done in Egypt just before they left. All these plagues that were all against the Egyptians and never against the Jews. And yet, the Red Sea wide open for them to pass and shut as soon as they pass, and so killing most of the people in the Egyptian army. So the people of Israel, they have seen many, many great signs coming from heaven, and yet, very soon after, they stop believing, and they start doubting, and they start going their ways and even worshipping other gods. So that is human nature. Our God can only incarnate once, but this incarnation, it can only live a human life once. Now, it's up to us, but sometimes we need a little help from heaven. So that's the way I see these apparitions. They are that little help from heaven. And so we have been speaking, we spoke about Guadalupe and the Lourdes, and the last time we spoke about Medjugorje. And I'm sorry if I have scandalized some. I will also say the facts against Fatima when we will be completely enmeshed in Fatima. So we have to say everything and let yourself to judge. You know, we are not to hide things. The Church was already punished enough, and not to deny the truth, but to hide it, to hide the truth about the pedophile cases and so other things. We are not to deny things. We are to put the facts in the table. That is much better. So that then nobody can tell me, oh, Father, I spoke about Medjugorje, but he didn't say this and this and this and that. Okay. Well, I said it all. And the reality is there. There has been a celebration. We are celebrating the 40 years of Medjugorje. And, you know, we have celebrated 100 years of Fatima, but Fatima is done. Fatima is done. Fatima is not, as I'm speaking today about what has happened in the time during 1917, the chronology, the most important events of 1917, I will be mentioning them to you. Fatima happened in 1917. That's it. Although you might think that Fatima only happened in 1917, but Fatima is transversal to the whole 20th century, as I will tell you. The prophecies, the secrets, so to say, that's the way the little children understood prophecies. Of course, a prophecy, the word prophecy is too big a word for illiterate children. The prophecies did happen on 1917, but the accomplishment of those prophecies, like the prophecies in the Old Testament, they happen in the Old Testament, but the accomplishing of those prophecies happened in the New Testament. So it is with Fatima. The Old Testament of Fatima is 1917. But when those prophecies that had been announced by our Blessed Mother during the apparitions from May 1917 to October 1917, those prophecies that they were announced at that time, they came to be true during the whole 20th century. And the last one was already almost at the end of 19th century, 1995, which is I call the conversion of Russia, because Russia had been consecrated to our Blessed Mother, as she asked already since 1917, but the popes never wanted to hear. And it happened at that time then. When everything is accomplished, is only when Lucia dies. Lucia dies already in our century, in 21st century, of old age. She remained as the gospel writer of Fatima, so to say, like a metaphor. She remained as the gospel writer of Fatima for the whole 20th century. whilst the two other little ones died soon after 1918, died Francisco, and during a pandemic, Francisco died of a pandemic. So interestingly enough, 100 years ago, we had a pandemic very similar to the one that we are living, and that was the pandemic that killed Francisco. And Jacinta died 1 year later in a hospital in Lisbon. So, but not out of the pandemia. We were already outside the pandemia. So Medjugorje is the problematic about thing. The problematic Medjugorje is that the apparitions are going on. They never stop. They are celebrating the 40 years, but they are not over. We have had already 30,000 apparitions. And as I was telling you, there is an objective. There is a reason why Our Lady went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And there was a reason for Our Lady, for all Our Lady visitations, the main ones. There is a reason for Guadalupe. We have talked about it, and that was to help the evangelization that was hard, that was becoming hard for many years. No conversions, no Indian conversions to this new religion that was precisely the religion of the conquistadors, of the ones that have caused so many trouble and pain to the Aztecs. So there is a reason for Guadalupe, and of course there is a reason for Lourdes. The reason for Lourdes, as we have said, is to prove the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, because this dogma was being contested by so many theologians and important theologians, like Thomas Aquinas. And a very good lover of Our Blessed Mother, Saint Bernard of Claraval from France. And it was precisely the French theologians that were not accepting this truth of our faith, the Immaculate Conception. So Lourdes was to prove that. And Fatima is also, as I told you and keep telling you, there is an objective of Fatima. The objective is to counterbalance. Fatima is against Russia, not Russia as a country, not against the Russian people, but against the Bolshevik revolution, against the atheistic, the militant atheism, against the in as far as Russia brings atheism to all over the world, and you know that was what happened. Atheism went to Ethiopia. I was in Ethiopia. And I experienced that atheism in Ethiopia, and to all Eastern Europe, where atheistic countries, the religion was persecuted. So Fatima is against militant atheism, and that was the objective of Fatima. When that was over, Fatima was over. Now you tell me, what's the objective of Medjugorje? We don't know. Is Medjugorje going to stay forever now? Is Our Blessed Mother just change heaven to live, to dwell on earth, and having almost every day or from time to time a new message, most of them repetitive, and some of them, as I mentioned last time, against the doctrine of the Catholic Church? So that's the big question mark for these apparitions. As we were saying, there is an objective why people are chosen and a place is chosen. We can see that of Medjugorje, where some messages even say that all religions are the same. Fatima is so much against atheism, and some people instrumentalize it against communism. But we see that in Medjugorje, Our Lady likes to say that it's not very much against communism, and all religions are the same. So there is a reason why a place is chosen. We have Israel was also chosen, although some Jews think that Israel was chosen by a privilege, but Israel was not chosen by a privilege, but for a mission. God never chooses either a place or a people or a person for a privilege, but for a mission. And the mission has to do with the person, with the place, but usually the mission is universal. And Israel was chosen because they were the people of all the peoples in the Fertile Crescent. They were all polytheists, even the Greeks, the so knowledgeable Greeks, they were polytheists. And the Hebrews were the only ones that they were worshipping a God close to what really God is, a personal God of justice and peace, a loving God, a Father. So the ones that had this idea of God were the Jews. So they were the close ones. And so that God chose them to be the birthplace of the Messiah, of his Son. He was about to send his Son to the world. And of course, the Son would have to be born of a people, of a concrete people in a concrete place. And he was born in the center of the planet at that time. Remember, the existence of America was not known. So if you look at Israel, it's right in the middle. It's right. Is a bridge. Israel is a bridge between Africa, Europe, and Asia. And Jesus indeed came as the Pontifex Maximus. Jesus came to bridge God with people. That's why he was born in a bridge, which is quite funny. He was born in this bridge between Africa, Europe, and Asia, right in the center of the known world, to bridge not just these three worlds, but the Africa, Europe, and Asia, but to bridge the whole world with God. So that's the reason. And there is a reason why we will study that. Why was Portugal visited? Portugal was chosen indeed and the three little children were chosen. Of course, that changes the life of the three little children, changes them completely. We see that when there is another thing for apparition is when that the apparition changes your life completely. We didn't see that in the five or six children in Medjugorje. They are married, some of them, and we don't really see quite a big change in their lives. Some even became very, very rich because of the apparition. So that's another reason why we put a big question mark to that. So why Portugal and why 1917? Why 1917? So what I mean to tell you is what happened in Portugal in 1917 And what happened in the world at large? Because the apparition is not just for the three kids, is not just for Fatima, is not just for Portugal, it's not just, it's for the whole world. It's for, it happened in Fatima, but for the whole world. So what happened? What were we living in the whole world? Well, in the whole world, there was a war going on. There was a war going on from 1914 to 1918. That was the end of the world in 1918, the First World War. So when Our Lady appeared in Fatima, it was in the middle of a war. A war that had something to do with Portugal. Portugal did not participate in the Second World War, but Portugal did participate in the First World War, and we lost many, many soldiers. That we lost around 9,000 soldiers in a battle there, and 13,000 wounded in a war that has killed the war from 1914 to 1918. Killed 20 million people. 20 million people. So it was a carnage indeed. Well, that was in the midst of a war that Our Lady appeared. And interestingly enough, and you can see already, one of the first prophecies of Our Lady of Fatima is that she said, This war, the one that's going on, is going to finish, is going to end. Indeed, it ended in 1918. But if the world doesn't convert, a worst war will come. So she said it in 1917, and of course that worst war started in 1939, exactly when a bloody Spanish Civil War also happened, so very close to Portugal, the Spanish Civil War that happened from 1936 to 1939, and when this war finished, then the Second World War started from 1939 to 1945, as you know. So we are in the 20th century in Europe, and mostly in Europe, but in the rest of the world was a bloody century. For God's sake, it was a bloody century. Two world wars that killed so many people, and so many revolutions and fascisms, and the militant atheism that killed so many people. And that was all probably, of course, not just probably, the 20th century is the bloodiest century in human history. Is the bloodiest century in human history. So we are speaking about this history, and we are speaking about the first events about these bloody wars. Portugal didn't have a civil war because of militant atheism. Remember that the civil war in Spain was caused by militant atheism. The communists won the elections. They won the democratic elections. And they, after winning the elections, the communists in Spain, they start killing priests. They start burning churches, monasteries, killing priests, even bishops, and nuns, raping nuns and killing nuns. That's what they were doing in Spain. And so somehow the nationalists, Francisco Franco, they had to overturn this elected democratic government But they had to be overturned because they were killing the people. They were persecuting the church and denying the freedom of religion. And so that what was going on in that what went on. And Fatima so much said, this militant atheism is going to kill many people and to cause lots of problems in the world. And Fatima was all against it. Okay, so what was happening? What is the timeline on 1917? What was happening in the world? Apart from the world, the First World War that started in the 14 to 18, 9 January we have a battle in where almost the Ottoman Empire ceases. It's the Battle of Rafa, the last substantial Ottoman garrison on the Sinai Peninsula is captured by the Egyptian expeditionary forces, the Desert Column. On February the 1st, we have Germany increasing its campaign of the U-boats, unrestricted submarine warfare, rescinding the Sussex Pledge. These U-boats were nasty submarines. They have put so many ships at the bottom of the sea. So many. All the North Atlantic was plagued with U-boats, and the Navy didn't know what to do until they cracked the code of these U-boats. The war would be lost for the Allies, both the First World War and the Second World War, because of these U-boats. February the 3rd, the United States severs diplomatic relations with Germany. March 14, it's the China that severs diplomatic relations with Germany. April 6, in this year, 1917, the United States declares war to Germany. So the United States comes into the world at the end of the world, because the world started in 14. And even the Canadian troops from April 9 to 12, there was a big battle, the Battle of Vimy Ridge, and it was won by the Canadian troops. Now, and we stopped this program in May 13. So these are the chronology of the made by the historians, important historians, and so nothing to do with the religion. But they do mention May 13, two important facts for the rest of the world that happened. The nuncio Eugenio Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII, is consecrated as a bishop by Pope Benedict the 15th, don't confuse with Benedict the 16th, that is Cardinal Ratzinger. And from May 13 to October 13, at monthly intervals, the 10-year-old Lucia Santos and their cousins Francisco and Jacinta Marto report experiencing a series of Marian apparitions near Fatima, Portugal, which become known as Our Lady of Fatima. So here we finish our program for today, and you see that Fatima is mentioned, and as we continue this timeline of 17, we'll see that even the last apparition, the miracle of the sun, will be also mentioned as an important fact for the year 1917.
Have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada, where Father George Amaral will continue his teaching about our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.